Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. It's my pleasure, as always, to be part of your day. Thank you very much for being part of mine. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. It's really, really good to continue to talk to be able to talk to you. And if you've been listening already, it's great to continue our conversation. And I want to introduce to you someone who's been with us before. Kevin Frank is Legislative Affairs Manager at the NFIB, the National Federation of Independent Business, and he and I are going to talk about some of the legislation that's rolling through Congress right now that you need to know about, small business owners, and how it's going to affect you if it passes. Kevin, welcome to the show. Welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
It's good to have you back, as always. One of the things that's high on our list today, Kevin, is the employee. Now, folks, I almost can't say this. Kevin, I almost can't get this out of my mouth. I'm going to say it the accurate way, folks, in terms of the way it's written. And then I'm going to come back with a little of my sarcasm. But I'll do it the correct way first. It's called the Employee Free Choice Act. But the truth is that's the nomenclature, folks. But the truth is, there's nothing free choice about this thing, is there? Is it, Kevin?
It's really hard to think of a more deceptively named title than this.
It's amazing. Folks, and listen, the Republicans do this too. It's not just the Democrats. They all do this. They put these warm, fuzzy names on things to make, and in my opinion, Kevin, it's an example of how people in leadership positions, government, media, and I say leadership, meaning they have the ability to stick things out there that you and I consume. It's really an example of how easily these people think they can manipulate us, and unfortunately, they've got cause to believe that.
I mean, the whole purpose of the bill is to get rid of free choice.
Exactly.
It could be called Employee No Choice Act, maybe Employee Intimidation Act, but it's the whole purpose of the bill is to take away that free choice.
Right. And so we've covered this, folks, on the show before, but it's coming up for a vote right now?
We did expect it to see a vote in the Senate this Thursday, but the energy bill took a little bit longer to consider
right.
in the Senate.
But it's right there in the hopper. So tell us what the employee free choice, or actually no choice, bill is going to do.
Sure, and it's probably going to be considered in the Senate this Tuesday coming up. And there's three parts of this bill I'd like to talk about. The first is probably the most popularly talked about part of the bill. And it's where people start to refer to this bill as the card check bill. The first provision would get rid of federally supervised secret ballot election processes. That's where workers get to vote privately on whether or not they want to form a union. It would be in favor of a card check system. This would be that unions would be allowed to approach your employees at home, maybe in a parking lot, and they'd be able to pressure them to sign cards.
Right on the spot.
If they got 50%, plus one of your workforce to sign enough of these cards, it would certify a union automatically. And that's much different than the process today where an employer is able to demand a secret ballot election where workers are able to vote privately one way or the other, free of coercion or intimidation, any misinformation.
Now, let me stop you for a second here, Kevin. Folks, I hope you're paying attention to this because this is not about GM. GM is already unionized. They don't need any votes in GM to get unionized. This is not about the Teamsters, some trucking company, huge trucking company. This, what we're talking about here, is going to be happening, is happening, in companies as small as, what, 20, is it, Kevin, something like that?
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, we tried to dig up some numbers, and we looked at the fiscal year ending in September of 2005. And we found that 20% of these elections involve bargaining units of less than 10 employees.
Wow.
Full 70% were under 50 employees.
And see, the point I wanted to make here, Kevin, is don't look around at your people and say, well, I know all these people. They wouldn't unionize. Well, okay, I believe you, and I believe that your people wouldn't call up. If you think they won't, I don't think they'd call up a union and say, come over and visit us. Mm-hmm. But that's not how it works, is it, Kevin? The union organizers visit your people.
Absolutely. And I mean, they realize that small employers are less likely to have labor counsel. They're more likely to run afoul of complicated legal restrictions. They might not have the resources that a larger company would have to withstand these high-pressure union campaigns.
And they're losing membership, they're losing dues, and they're going to the grassroots to get their base rebuilt, aren't they?
That's correct. And, I mean, what people have to realize is that in the 1950s, they had about 35% of the private sector workforce. That's about 7% today.
Right.
And they need to get there. You know, we see this as a last-ditch effort for them to get their membership up, money into their coffers.
Hold on to that thought, Kevin. We've got to take a quick break. Kevin Frank is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's Legislative Affairs Manager at the NFIB, the National Federation of Independent Business. That's NFIB.com, by the way. Quick break, 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with Kevin Frank. He's with the NFIB. That's NFIB.com, right, Kevin?
That's correct.
And Kevin's organization, which is an organization, Kevin, I'll remind you, I think I told you once before, that the very first interview I had with anybody on the radio was 1997, the first day I broadcast this show. And my very first guest was someone who's doing basically what you're doing.
Hmm.
Her name was Cleta Mitchell. Still is Cleta Mitchell. She's, I don't know if you know Cleta. She's moved on to other pastures, but she was my very first guest. And so that's how long I've been telling folks about the NFIB and the good work you guys do on behalf of small business.
Oh, we very much appreciate it.
Well, you guys are up there lobbying for us, and you got a big load to carry, because there's some serious money and some serious power behind the other issues, folks. And all those other elements out there, ladies and gentlemen, either don't care about you, and it doesn't matter whether you get run over in the process, or they actually don't like you, small business owner. Now, see, Kevin, that's preposterous for me to imagine. Why wouldn't anybody not like a small business? But there are people out there who don't like the marketplace. They don't like businesses of any kind. Have you met those people, Kevin?
Well, we try to.
I have.
we spend so much time focusing on these bills for our members. But, yeah, we are constantly battling these guys.
I mean, there are people out there who really, at best, the people who oppose us, folks, the best we can hope for is that they're indifferent toward us. But there are people out there who actually really don't like small business owners. They could, because you are a business owner. They don't see any difference between you and the big guys. And they're going to do whatever they can. In their mind, Kevin, if they can do something against small business, or against business owners, I should say, if they can do that, then they have won for the little guy. They think they've won for the little guy. And then what they don't realize is we are the little guys.
Mm-hmm.
And so this card check thing, this Employee Free Choice Act, the alleged Employee Free Choice Act, is a perfect example of that.
I agree. I mean, the purpose of this bill is to keep small employers intentionally uninformed of organizing drives. So they can approach their employees with their one-sided information, do whatever they need or see fit to intimidate or otherwise coerce employees to sign their cards.
See, if you look at the landscape of employers, what you're seeing is what I predicted in the 20th century, Kevin. I predicted in the 21st century that the 21st century would be the century of the entrepreneur. And so what you see out there is that more and more of our economy is being created by small businesses. As you know, over half of our economy is now created by small businesses. So the opportunity for unions is not so much to go after the big guys. I mean, they can hire 100 people to go take care of the big guys. That's easy. Mm-hmm. But the little guys, that takes a lot more grassroots work. And the unions needed help from Congress to make it where it was easier for them to organize. And now you might say, well, what's wrong with being organized? Well, you know what? If all the people in the company, all the employees in the company want to unionize, want to become organized, you know, okay, that's they can do that in this country. But we're not talking about whether unions have the ability to form. We're talking about just being fair about it, aren't we, Kevin?
I agree. That's not the only thing terrible about this bill that we try to inform our members about. There's a less talk about provision of this bill that throws bargaining out of the window. So if your company was organized by card check, you were unintentionally informed of this, you don't know you're organized until the second that the union shows up with the signed card,
mm-hmm.
Your business would only have 120 days to recognize the first contract offered by a union. There would be no bargaining. After that, a federal official would come in and set the terms of wage mm-hmm. and benefits for your workforce. So not only are they trying to organize your business, but they're trying to take these kind of things out of your hands. You really wouldn't have the power to run your business anymore.
Folks, there's a reason why, one of the main reasons why union numbers have gone from 35% of the workforce to 7 or 8% of the workforce is because unions are passé. They're no longer necessary in the United States. We don't treat our people like employees were treated 100 years ago. Nobody does that. And here's the thing, Kevin. If you don't like where you work, there are 2 million jobs going wanting in the United States right now. Your own chief economist, Bill Dunkelberg, has taught us that. And he's actually talked to us about that this week. There are 2 million jobs going wanting. We're in full employment. If you don't like where you work today, you can go somewhere else.
Yeah, it's really like any other failed business model. You know, when it gets into trouble, they look to the government for help.
That's exactly right.
That's what the unions are doing right here.
And so that's what's happening. And, folks, the Democrat Congress, I just have to say it the way it is, the Democrat Congress, this is a payback to the unions for helping them get elected. And it's benefiting a few people, but it's going to hurt a lot of people.
Yeah. And, you know, we did some polling. You know, we polled 1,000 voters. These are Republicans and Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
And 89% of those polled thought this was a bad idea.
Folks,
even
contact
Democrats
your...
opposed it 78% to 16%.
Contact your members of Congress, please, by phone, by email, somehow, and tell them that you're against the Employee Free Choice Act, that you think it's a bad deal, especially for small business owners. Tintel, we'll come back. We're going to get Kevin to tell us about what else is going on in Washington, D.C. that might hurt or help you and me. Tintel, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. The first one is where you can find the show and the articles and subscribe to my newsletter. Check out our blog, which we update every weekday. And the second one, askjim.biz, is our knowledge base. That's where you can go to ask questions and get your answers for your small business. Both of them will help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful, and both of them have no barrier to entry. If you get there, we'll let you in. So check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. Kevin Frank is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Kevin is Legislative Affairs Manager at the NFIB, the National Federation of Independent Businesses, an organization that takes a little bit of contribution that you might make, which I have been making now, Kevin, for I think about 16 or 17 years I've been a member of the NFIB.
Okay.
Long before I was doing the radio show, I was a member of the NFIB. And they take just a little bit of money that I give them every year, folks, and put all that together with your money and my money and all the other folks' money, and they spend that very wisely lobbying for you and me to make sure that when Congress passes a law that somebody has spoken to them about small business. And they do a great job. And, Kevin, thank you for the hard work you do on behalf of my heroes, small business owners.
It's a great position to be in.
It is, because really like small business owners are so lovable, aren't they?
They are. They are.
They're worthy of our attention and our work, aren't they?
I completely agree with you.
Is the card check bill going to pass? Is the free choice, Employee Free Choice Act going to pass?
It's not going to pass the Senate, and we're doing everything we can to keep it from getting a majority.
Right.
This is a very unpopular bill, which just kind of asks, why is Senator Reid taking the risk of putting this bill on the floor?
Right.
And it's just to remind everyone that the unions are down from 35% of the private sector in the 50s down to about 7% today.
Right. There's a reason for that, folks. It's a failed business model. Kevin said it a while ago. I like the way you said that. All right, unions is a failed business model, by the way. And all right, what about what other issue? Well, of course, the president's not going to. He's going to veto it if it should get to his desk, isn't he?
That's correct. We have a promised presidential veto. And what everyone has seen this as, and I'm glad we're going to talk about this, is it's more of a trial run. Reid is putting us on the floor as a favor to the unions because there's a lot of
He has to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Even
Absolutely.
If it's not going to pass, he has to do this.
There are a lot of people watching this vote very carefully because these are the members that they're able to get to vote for whatever they put on their agenda. The unions are watching this not only for the card check bill, but they're looking at things like our government-run national health care, accompanied by a big new tax to pay for it. They're looking at paid sick leave legislation that they'd like to put through the Congress, legislating new private rights of action, opportunities to sue employers, new presumptions to expand worker comps laws. There's a whole bunch of labor
initiatives. Did you mention Family Leave Act?
Correct.
Did you say that? I'm sorry. I was listening to you, but I for some reason I don't remember if I heard you say that. Family Medical Leave Act and all that. Where they're trying to get that below 50 employees.
That's correct.
Yeah.
For those of your listeners that don't know, the Family Medical Leave Act provides 12 weeks of unpaid sick leave for medical leave for adoption or birth of a child, things of that nature. What Congress is trying to do right now is expand that. One of the things they're looking at doing is making some of that leave paid for. Some senators would like to make 6 weeks of that.
And the senators are going to pony up for that money, aren't they? They're going to pay for that out of their own pockets, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. Isn't that very kind?
Yeah, they're so nice about that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm being sarcastic, folks. It's going to come out of your pocket. And you know, the thing that gets me, Kevin, these are the kinds of socialistic constructs that Europe now knows, that Europe has these kinds of things, and they now know they can't be competitive in a 21st century global economy. They're doing everything they can to get rid of these things.
Mm-hmm.
And over here in America, we're trying to get them. This makes no sense. What's wrong with this picture?
Oh, and talking about the Employee Free Choice Act that's going to face a vote in the Senate on Tuesday, it's a bill that is supported by the Communist Party of the United States of America.
That doesn't surprise me at all. Kevin, the energy bill, is that going to pass?
The energy bill is turned the Senate floor into a real mess. They're facing cloture vote after cloture vote, and it's taking a lot longer than I think a lot of them expected.
Will you come back another day and explain to us about the energy bill? When is that going to become up? Do you know?
It's being considered right now.
Right now? Okay.
And it's probably going to go till late Friday, and then we'll see how the votes happen.
Okay. I want you to keep us posted on that and the Employee Free Choice Act and do you work on immigration?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, we got to get you back real soon and talk to us about those issues, too.
I'd be happy to.
Thank you, Kevin.
All right, thanks,
Jim. Good
job.
Kevin Frank, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. He's with the NFIB. It's NFIB.com. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And remember, always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.